It has been quite a week on Capitol Hill with three members of Congress announcing their resignations over allegations of sexual misconduct. The first came on Tuesday, Democratic Congressman John Conyers.
I am retiring today.
Conyers served almost 53 years in the House. A settlement with a former staffer became public in recent weeks, and he faced other accusations. Conyers dismissed them as part of the game of politics.
Whatever they are not accurate or they're not true. I can't explain where they came from.
Then came Wednesday on a new allegation against Democratic Senator Al Franken. A woman said he tried to kiss her in 2006 when he was a radio host, which he denies. But by midday, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and many other Democrats said enough is enough.
And I think when we start having to talk about the differences between sexual assault and sexual harassment and unwanted groping, you are having the wrong conversation. You need to draw a line in the sand and say none of it is okay.
And then the next day, Thursday, Franken announced his resignation.
I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
Just hours later, Republican Congressman Trent Franks said he would resign in January, but then today he said his resignation was effective immediately.